It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
To another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day where we get to learn and share the Word of God. So if you are just joining us for the very first time, I want to welcome you and I want to assure you that you are in the right place at the right time. So regardless of the time that you are listening to me, I can assure you that this will really, really be a blessing to you. So I want to welcome you to our devotional family. This is where we get to equip ourselves for the day. And we get to know the mind of God for us from day to day. And if you're a frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell everybody, to tell the neighborhood, to tell your family, friends, that it is time to share the Word of God. So if you're excited to be alive this morning, share with somebody. You might just be the blessing that the person is waiting for. So, like we do every morning, let's first ascribe all glory to the Most High for making it possible for us to see a brand new day, to just take a second of your time to say, Father, thank you. Father, I just want to thank you for myself, every listener on this show, the team of Praise Palace Radio, my family, and of course for making us see the 23rd day in the month of July 2024. It's indeed a rare privilege. It's something money cannot buy and we cannot sell either. It is something that specially given to us by you and we do not take this for granted. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father and Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 23rd day in the month of July 2024, and we'll be looking at a topic that says, Dangerous and Benign. Dangerous and Benign. Our aim for today is M1 from our Open Heaven Devotional. M1, all hail the power of Jesus' name. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Our Bible in 1 year will be taken from Isaiah chapter 35, verse 37. Isaiah chapter 35 to chapter 37. Our memory verse is taken from the book of Acts chapter 13, verse 11. Acts chapter 13, verse 11. And now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, and not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Our memory verse once again is taken from the book of Acts chapter 13, verse 11. And now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Our Bible reading for today is taken from the book of Acts chapter 13, from verse 1 to 11. The book of Acts chapter 13, from verse 1 to 11. It says, Now in the church that was at Antioch, There were certain prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manian, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, "Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away. So, being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. And when they arrived in Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogue of the Jews. They also had John as their assistant. Now, when they had gone through the island to Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar Jesus, who was with the proconsul Sergius Paulus, an intelligent man. This man called for Barnabas and Saul and sought to hear the word of God. But Elymas the sorcerer, for so his name is translated, withstood them, seeking to turn the proconsul away from the faith. Then Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him and said, "O fool of all deceit and all fraud, you son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease perverting the straight ways of the Lord? And now indeed the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a time." And immediately a dark mist fell on him, and he went around seeking someone to lead him by the hand. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's topic says, dangerous and benign. Dangerous and benign. When you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, it might seem like nothing has changed about you. But the reality is, you have become very dangerous to the enemy and his cohorts. In the book of 2 Kings chapter 1 from 9 to 12, 2 Kings chapter 1 from verse 9 to 12, Elijah was not looking dangerous. He had no weapon in his hands and was not wearing a warrior's attire. However, the captain and soldiers that were sent to arrest him never lived to tell the story. You may look the same to your enemies, but the moment you are baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire, if they try to touch you, they will be consumed. So be dangerous to your enemies. Ensure that you carry the fire of God inside you in great measures. For over 13 years, I never went to my village because the witches and wizards are threatening to deal with me. I became born again. And not long after I was baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire, I received an invitation to attend a program in the village. When I told my mother about the invitation, she begged me not to go. I told her that I now carry the fire and anyone who touches me will roast. She said, "But you don't look any different. You are the same Adejari that I know." I replied, "The naked wire looks the same, whether electricity is passing through it or not. However, touching it while electricity is passing through it is a suicide attempt." I went to my village and no witch dared to touch me. Today, I announced my arrival beforehand so they can hide before I arrive. In Nigeria, after drinking a bottle of Coke, we sometimes use the empty bottle as a container for kerosene. Once the bottle has become a kerosene container, you dare not put it in your mouth again. The devil knows that once you start carrying fire, he has to step carefully around you. If he has been tormenting you, the way to get him off your shoulder is to carry the fire of God. Pray so often that the fire of God starts boiling inside you. Become addicted to praying in the Holy Ghost. As you do this, the fire of God will burn inside you and you will become dangerous for the devil to attack. Any yoke he had previously placed on you will break completely and you will be free from his hold. When you have the fire of God burning in your bones, you will become a threat to the devil and his demons. Are you ready to carry God's fire? Today's Open Heaven comes with an action point that says, speak in tongues for at least 1 hour today and make this a daily practice going forward. Speak in tongues for at least 1 hour today and make this a daily practice going on. Has today's Open Heaven been a blessing to you? Then you can also be a blessing to somebody today by sharing. How can you share? By simply visiting our website at www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on our podcast and you can visit all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. You can click on the share button and share with somebody. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. every morning for our Open Heaven Hour. You can listen to us live by visiting our website still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Or you can download our mobile application on Play Store and Apple Store, Praise Palace Radio. You can listen to the Open Heaven Hour as well as other exciting and amazing segments. And we promise to give you a wonderful, wonderful day through all our programs. I do hope you've been blessed today and I pray that the rest of your day remain blessed. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather to share another time with God. Do remain blessed. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you.